This is Earth and Sky for Thursday, February 16th. In the hours before sunrise Friday, you might think a UFO is hovering above your southeastern horizon.
It'll be the planet Venus, which will be blazing at its greatest brilliancy for the year tomorrow before dawn. In late 2005, Venus was in the west after sunset. Then, a month ago, we on Earth couldn't see Venus. It had reached a point in its orbit where it was traveling between the Earth and Sun.
This inferior conjunction of Venus marked a time of transition, during which Venus went from our evening sky to our morning sky. At inferior conjunction, Venus is closest to Earth. It's going between us and the Sun. But it can't be seen then, because its night side faces the Earth, while its illuminated or day side, always facing the Sun, is turned away from our direction.
It's now been about 5 weeks since Venus passed between the Earth and the Sun, and that means Venus is now faithfully peaking in brilliancy in the morning sky, as it always does at this point in its orbit. 5 weeks from now, Venus will appear at its farthest from the Sun in our eastern pre-dawn sky. Astronomers call this a greatest elongation of Venus. It happens next on March 25th.
So be sure to see Venus, the beautiful morning star, beaming at its brightest Friday morning. For sky charts, come to earthsky.org. Thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.